Sheeran. Of course, that song was one of those featured at a newly opened Optus Stadium in Perth before 65,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans. So it's not just football over there. And when I was on assignment in Perth recently, I took a tour of the massive new event stadium that's winning the hearts and minds of performers and the public alike. I spoke to Stadium General Manager Events and Operations, Chris Loftus-Hills.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Chris.
Thank you, Graeme.
Now, what do they call this over here? Is it the Eagle's Nest, the Bird's Nest? What is it?
I think they're still struggling for a name. There's a couple of, when we're in construction phase, there was a couple going around around Craypot, which hasn't really stuck, but at the moment it's the House of Pain, particularly for interstate clubs coming to play the Eagles.
Yeah. Now, how long's it been open, Chris?
Been open since January this year, so the beginning of 2018. And so far, we're halfway through or getting to the end of the AFL season, and we've done over 1 million people through on the major events. So we're going all right at this stage.
Is that what you had predicted?
Yeah, we're almost. We're actually a little bit in front in terms of the attendance numbers for the major events. Obviously, with the Eagles starting so well in the season and averaging well over 50,000 people. In fact, I think the first AFL club ever have 7 home games in a row over 50,000 people. That's kept our averages pretty high. And with Freo coming back now with a couple of wins, we hope that the rest of the season goes as well as the first half of the season.
So is there a chance it might see a final played on this ground?
Absolutely. I think West Coast now second on the ladder. And if they can stay up the top, then we'll get a home final. And that will be outrageously good.
Mm. And what's your lockout number? How many can you actually physically fit?
Well, there's technically 60,000 seats in the stadium, once you take a few seat kills out here and there for broadcast and various other things. You're down to probably a couple of thousand under that. You put your no-shows in, and at the moment our record is 57.5. That's getting pretty close to capacity. You might get another 1,000 in here and there, but that's getting pretty close to capacity.
Hmm. Now, this is a fabulous stadium. I mean, it looks great at night. It lights up and the roof is coloured, and there are panels that have special lighting. As I was told by your colleague, Mike McKenna, 18 months or so ago when I was here, how's it been received by the people of Perth and Freo, I guess?
I think in a word, loved, absolutely loved. From an operational point of view, there's a lot of newness to the way the venue works and the way people have to catch public transport. But I know, talking to a lot of people around the city over the last couple of years since we've been part of the project, that people have fallen in love with the building as it's come out of the ground. And now that people have the opportunity to come here on a week-to-week basis, they're very proud of it. And when you drive past at night with all the different lights twinkling and different events on that we do have here that we light the place up for, people do talk about it with a lot of pride.
Mm. Tell us about some of the other things that you do. Obviously, football is a critical part and a raison d'etre for this venue. Is cricket on the agenda here?
Very much so, and coming into now what's going to be a very, very busy cricket season. The stadium was originally designed as way back when as a football stadium, and then the state government decided very wisely that it should be a multi-use, multi-purpose stadium. Got cricket involved, got rectangular sports involved, and decided also to make it an event space every day of the week. Just the stadium and the stadium park itself, the 19 hectares that we're on here. Which makes it a very, very flexible venue and open to any kind of event that needs to come this way and into Perth. From a cricket point of view, we'll have a test match this year, we'll have a one-day international, and we'll have a whole host of Big Bash with the Scorchers coming here. From my point of view, this is the best 2020 stadium in the world from a viewability, patron experience and a production standpoint. And we're very, very excited around having a lot of Scorchers content here, and even in the lead up the next couple of years to the World T20 in 2020, it's a great stadium for cricket.
Mm. Is it going to muck up the surface though? Cricket traditionally puts a bit of a bog in the centre of the ground, or have you overcome that with technical initiatives?
We have overcome that. We do have drop-in pitches here at Optus Stadium, so they've been built over a number of years in consultation with Cricket Australia and the WACA. And the idea is to try and replicate as much of that pace and bounce and carry of the WACA pitches. They sit out the back at the moment in a nursery, just baking there in the winter sun, off to the north of the stadium, and they'll get dropped in as soon as the football's finished, and then brought up for the days of cricket.
Right. And is there a favoured end here? The wind wouldn't get into this stadium very much, would it?
It is. It's got its own little microclimate, its own little wind dynamics inside the stadium. It does get in. The cricketers were surprised how windy it was in the middle of the ground when they played the first couple of games of cricket. At the moment, no favourite end. I think it swirls a bit in there. Mm. But they were worried they were going to get rid of the Fremantle Doctor with the big stands. But the wind does get in there at the end of the day.
Yeah, that'd be something you wouldn't want to get rid of. That'd upset a lot of patrons, wouldn't it?
Correct. Some of the swing bowlers not particularly happy about not having the Fremantle Doctor, but it is there. And the stadium's actually been designed, you'll notice, with the floating roof so that the breeze does get in on those hot Perth days and helps not only cool the patrons down, but helps the circulation around the turf as well.
Now, if we could just talk about the other area of interest here, this is a business events venue. You've got lots of rooms with board tables and bigger. Tell us about what you do offer and what sorts of customers you've had for those offers already.
So we've had a lot of interest. Obviously, the new venue in town and big and shiny and very overt here on the peninsula. Everyone drives past it and is very aware of what's going on at Optus Stadium. And we've had a lot of interest from a meetings and special events point of view. Anything from smaller cocktail functions and small business functions and meetings, all the way through to some of the bigger awards nights with the Qantas Tourism Awards here, with over 1,000 people in our main ballroom in the Riverview Room. And it's that itself is a unique experience. It's a 1,500 person ballroom with a full floor to ceiling glass view of the city itself. The only major ballroom in the city that has that kind of view. But we cater on a day to day basis. Over the course of the year, we'll do hundreds and hundreds of events. I think we've had about 21,000 through already through those events. Bookings from, as I said, the meetings, lots of small business parties that would come in, sort of 150s to 200s, that would come in and really pick and choose from a smorgasbord of spaces. You can, from an experience point of view, you can walk around the stadium and choose from all sorts of different positions, indoor, outdoor, terraces, down on the field of play with the locker room, which is a completely different experience. Out on some of our Riverview and Skyview terraces as well, through to some of our big sports lounges, which cater for 700 or 800 people, and then into the ballroom, which is bigger again.
I guess the beauty of such a large facility is that you can do concurrent events without you bumping into the opposition, so to speak.
Correct, and there's two things that happen in that environment. One is that there's a lot of concurrent events. Some nights we'll have three or four different functions, where there's something in the ballroom, something up on a terrace, something in the locker room, and meetings happening in suites and so forth. But also, a lot of clients now like to do progressive functions, where they will start in one space and then move through. So you might have drinks out on a terrace, or up on the Skyview terrace, or down on one of the bowl-facing terraces, and then move through to a dining room that suits the size of your event. Have your dinner, and then have after dinner drinks somewhere else as well. So the ability to be able to use those different spaces and sculpt that experience for what the client likes is one of the key opportunities here.
Oh. So for PCOs who may not know the venue, they could book an event here any day except a game day. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So we have obviously the major event days are out. But any other day, depending on what's going on, we can really get in here and look after clients.
And how far ahead do people need to book or inquire to book?
Really depends on the space and the time of the year, but obviously the earlier the better. But I know that the team do take reasonably late bookings at the moment, and certainly with the amount of spaces we have and the ability to have the simultaneous functions, we do take some late bookings as well.
Mm. And is the corporates coming in here? Are they doing board retreats or anything along those lines? Figuring, well, it's a big open space, there'll be no one spying in the room next door.
They do, actually. They, there's a few planning days here and quite a lot of board meetings that now we do have a boardroom within the Victory Lounge space, which is the highest end premium product. That's the space with very well appointed, and then with the big leather recliners out in the seating bowl, 200 leather recliners. They're the ones that just look ridiculously comfortable and kind of look like you're at the movies. Within that space, there is a boardroom which does hold meetings. But the away day, sitting up in a suite, even for someone like 10, 15 people sitting up in a suite and then being able to get the energy and the vibe of the stadium while they're having their planning sessions, it brings a lot of excitement, I think, to those meetings.
Mm. Well, Chris, it certainly looks magnificent from the outside. It's given a different treatment to virtually any other ground that we've seen. Have you had interest from overseas in the way you've done this and what the architects have rendered the building? Is it a building? I suppose it is. What they've rendered it like?
Yeah, correct. So Cox Architecture, Cox and Hassell, who are the lead designers on the building, are international architects, Australian-based, but they design and build stadiums all around the world. And this building this nature, spending $1.5 billion, you're going to get a fair bit for that kind of money. And to have a unique architectural icon is really, really, I think, important to the city of Perth. But also from a hardcore venue point of view, it is very much looked at now as the leading venue, particularly in Australia, but also around the world. And so you get a lot of attention from around the world, from Europe and from Asia and out of the States as well, about how it's done here, how it's also been designed in the park setting and out on the peninsula and space around the venue, but also from that facade finish that you see, which is a little bit different and eye catching, and the other key point there around its point of difference is its production capabilities as well. So it's very close to the most technologically advanced stadium in the world, certainly from a production point of view, around LED screens, around the lighting systems, the sports lighting systems, the feature lighting systems, the roof and the facade and the arbour that runs around the outside, and the ability to leverage that not just on major events but on a day-to-day basis with a lot of these special meetings makes it a very sellable space. It makes clients feel very special and a bit different on event day when you walk in and the whole place is lit up in your colours. If it's an event of a certain size, and that is part of the event, like some of these big, the Qantas Tourism Awards, for example, a lot of that production was used, even out on the field and the big screens and so forth, and that brings some pretty special elements to it.
That was Chris Loftus-Hills there talking with me about the newest major sports and entertainment stadium in Australia, Perth's Optus Stadium.